Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of November 28th, 2011. In UFO news, Missouri recently took out California as the state with the most UFO reports submitted to MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, in the month of October. Much of the 85 submissions was due to a flap near the Kansas City area, in particular Lee's Summit, which is southeast of the KC area. Reports continue to flow in, but is this due to the popularity of the UFO sightings, or is there something concerning happening in the skies over Missouri? This will be an ongoing story, and we're going to pay attention to this, as this may affect the top 10 paranormal news stories that we're going to start later on in the show. In ghost news, a former police officer appeared in court to defend against evidence found in his basement of stolen goods. His defense? He was unaware of the stolen articles in his basement since he was afraid to go down there as he felt it was haunted. Joseph Hughes, the homeowner, states he has evidence to back up his claims. This may have had a slight effect on the jury as he was found guilty on only 18 of the 21 charges leveled against him. I am curious, though, as to what his evidence was. And now this week we begin the countdown of the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2011. Each week we will bring you two stories until we hit number 2 and number 1. Along the way, I'll obviously be keeping you up to date with breaking stories, and we'll also flash back to some stories that didn't quite make the top 10, along with what I call the train wreck stories of 2011. The train wreck story this week: a press conference was put together on June 23rd to announce, quote, the most convincing piece of evidence of Bigfoot since the Patterson film in 1967, unquote. The announcement comes not from scientists or professional animal-based organizations, but the Sanger Paranormal Society. The group claims to have collected a full-body impression, including part of the face, on the window of a pickup truck, in addition to some tracks found near the truck. This story made it to AOL News and other outlets. Along with this, some of their photos, quote, accidentally, unquote, went public. The big news conference turned out to be a big flop. During the news conference, which was filled with more empty seats than participants, a reporter walked up and took his microphone off the table and walked out while one of the participants was in mid-sentence. The evidence was accompanied by vague theories of why it was not a bear or anything else, while so-called experts they brought in seemed less convinced. And while the team reported earlier that they had abandoned their vehicles temporarily because of heavy snowfall, they had been concerned about the thousands of dollars of equipment they left behind. But during the press conference, they began to nervously mention they needed more money to continue their research. A number was finally thrown out after many questions at a mere $5,000. It is also something interesting that the Sanger Paranormal team is also trying to get a television show picked up. This begs the question, has reality television completely ruined the paranormal? And now one from the Just Missed It list. While Disclosure was the number one story in 2010, it failed to crack the top 10 this year. Back on October 3rd, I reported on the Disclosure petition that had been started on the official White House page for the government to formally acknowledge an extraterrestrial presence engaging the human race, or in other words, Disclosure. The petition was started by the Paradigm Research Group, a political activist group that is trying to get the government to open up on what they know about alien and human interaction. In early November, the White House responded to the pair of petitions into the knowledge of extraterrestrials as well as information of communication being withheld from the public. The quote coming from the White House is, "The U.S. government has no evidence that any life exists outside our planet, or that an extraterrestrial presence has contacted or engaged any member of the human race." That quote coming from Phil Larson from the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy and reported on the whitehouse.gov website. In addition, he says, "There is no credible information to suggest that any evidence is being hidden from the public's eye." Now, one would wonder if this is a sufficient answer to those who feel there is a cover-up at hand. While this was an interesting story, it really had no major impact on the paranormal and really didn't provide us with any more evidence or information that we are looking for through Disclosure. And now we take a look at number 10 and number 9 on the list of the top paranormal news stories of 2011. Back on August 15th, I reported on a mysterious animal that was sighted on the side of the road in Minnesota and photographed by a passerby. The animal was a pale white and was nearly hairless, with just a tuft of hair on the middle of its back. The claws were long and it had a broken neck, more than likely caused earlier by a collision with a car, since the animal was photographed on pavement. The photo made its rounds on Facebook and other social media outlets, which prompted an inquiry as to its identity. Just like the Montauk Monster of August of 2008, the online speculation turned viral, and guesses to its identity ran from plausible to ridiculous. At first, scientists were unsure of the animal's identity, which sparked even more controversy and even more silly claims as to the identity of the creature. A few days later, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources examined the photo of the animal and determined it to be a badger, based on various characteristics. Now, why it's on the list? The photo was one of the most popular viral cryptid photos since the Montauk Monster. And why it's only number 10? Come on, it was a badger. And number 9. On Saturday, March 5th, it was announced that a NASA scientist had found proof of extraterrestrial life. I had read this and was going to include it in my Paranormal News Insider segment, but something told me that this information was just not right. On Monday, March 7th, NASA refuted the story and stated that the scientist in question did not follow proper peer review protocol to verify his claims. The original claim was made back in 2007, but never went through any peer review process for others to prove or disprove his work. No conspiracy here, but despite the claim and evidence, it has yet to stand up to scientific scrutiny. Why it's on the list? This was big news and a headline that, hey, made my jaw drop. Why it's only number 9? It was easy to see from the beginning that the facts just didn't add up. Tune in next week for number 8 and 7 on the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2011 as compiled by the Paranormal News Insider. If you have a favorite story you want to see in the top 10 or a favorite for number 1, let me know by voting on the Paranormal News Insider Facebook page or letting me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. on Facebook and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.